103.
Deposit your drone dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? When I need your physical meeting, you chat about some amendments. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, but just got better. Saving in a job, I'm just got better. FNB group savings account. FNB group savings account.
FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Shantumbu traders appeal for market shelter as rains disrupt business. Five people have died after consuming illicit home-brewed beer in Zimbabwe. In African news, a French energy giant, Total, faces war crimes, allegations over Mozambique massacre. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Shantumbu Market in Kafiwa District have lamented that business has become increasingly difficult with the onset of rainy season due to the lack of a market shelter. Speaking on behalf of the traders, Alisa Malama has told Kombon Radio News via telephone that it becomes almost impossible for them to conduct business whenever it rains. Ms. Malama has stressed that it is important for the local authority to consider constructing a market shelter at Shantumbu Market using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, in order to improve the working environment for traders. A concerned resident of the Mbomboli area in Mukushi District, Albert Ngosa, has expressed concern over the poor state of roads in the community. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Ngosa says the roads have become almost impassable following the onset of the rainy season. He explains that the area is predominantly farming based, with many residents are growing tomatoes and other fresh produce for sale. However, the deteriorating road conditions have made it difficult for farmers to transport their goods to the market, negatively affecting their livelihoods. Ms. Tangosa is calling on the relevant authorities to urgently grade the roads to ease the transportation challenges are facing the community.
Kuna kunche ndi kumbobali chotunga faisha kula tuwamisha kwa msebo wakutimia tokele tule tomato kutuala kutawu mnyo toka shilefi kake pama ya ndapa ya pili mumabalu mtule li mna tomato pantu tomato tulesa mkutinga tuwalima ile oneka wa tomato vale hilo kuhisa kwa mula nino msebo uki kuna kumbobali so kumbobali nga fali mbele kwa msebo uli etu wafu iso kuta transport ifili mwafiesu tuweli masana tomato lefu na tutamina tutampano kulima na onyo ni sana so nga taku tukualishite kwa msebo usumo uli etu wafu kwenye ifili mwafiesu
Police in Zimba District have launched an investigation into the death of five men who succumbed to suspected poisoning after drinking a home-brewed illicit beer, commonly locally as a Java or Chijabo. The victims died in the evening of November 16th and the afternoon of November 17th after consuming a concoction made from water, sweetened powder, floor polish, tire mending solution, and methylated spirit. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo says the incident was reported to Zimba Police Post by Ward Councillor Mabi Sichabaka of Mafuba Ward. The deceased were identified as Kenneth Siachuzi, 59, Kelvin Gumbe, 43, Pefias Mutengwana, 40, Jetro Mundu Siakachele, 60, and Christopher Kanebanyama, 45, all from villages under Chiefs Simwatachela and Sipatunyana in Zimba District. He says the group had gathered at Mafumba Market on November 16th, around 14 hours, where they brewed and drank the illicit mixture. He narrates that they left the market at about 18 hours, but within hours, the first victim, Mr. Jetro Siakachele, died at his home after complaining of severe headaches and stomach pains. He explains that on November 17th, Mr. Christopher Kinabanyama developed similar symptoms and was rushed to Zimba Mission Hospital, where he died. By mid-afternoon, the remaining three men had also died at their homes. A community leader in Mufrila, Charles Omwilie, has raised alarm over the recent wave of market fires sweeping across the country, describing the trend as increasingly worrying. He points to recent incidents including the Chiwempala Market in Chingola and Chamboli Market in Kitwe, which were both gutted by fire. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mwilie has observed that such incidents often increase as the country approaches election periods. He has urged all well-meaningful Zambians to condemn these acts and stress that anyone found responsible should face the full force of the law.
We are strongly condemned the incidents which was happening some days ago in Chingola, Chiwempala Market, Copper Belt and in Kitwe Chamboli Market. This behavior as a CBG, we are condemned that political maneuvers or political strategies to frustrate the government are not frustrating the government, but they frustrating the people of Zambia, the people of Copper Belt, because the marketeer, they had more value to our economical and developmental program in our country. So every
we break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you.